Ever hit record on your Instagram story and waited half a second before speaking just to be safe? You're not alone. That tiny awkward pause you probably don't even notice? It has a name now, the millennial pause. It's that brief moment of silence right before someone starts talking in a video. You'll spot it in countless reels, stories, and TikToks, especially those created by millennials. And Gen Z? They've noticed. They've turned it into a running joke and a subtle dig at the older generation's social media habits. But what exactly is the millennial pause? Where did it come from, and why are people even talking about it in 2025? More importantly, does it still matter for content creators and marketers? Let's break it down. From the psychology behind the pause to what it says about your content style, we're diving deep into this small but meaningful moment in today's digital world. You can also listen to our podcast here. What is the millennial pause? The millennial pause is a brief moment of silence right before someone starts speaking in a video. It's typically seen in Instagram stories, reels, or TikToks made by people born in the 1980s and 1990s, yes, millennials. The pause usually lasts about half a second, just long enough to feel slightly awkward to younger viewers who've grown up with faster content. So, what is the millennial pause exactly? It's not a glitch or a nervous tick. It's a learned behavior from a time when smartphone cameras took a second to start recording after hitting the record button. Millennials picked up the habit of waiting before speaking to avoid getting cut off. Even though today's phones are lightning fast, the habit stuck. The millennial pause meaning goes beyond the technical. It's become a generational signature, a small but noticeable sign of how millennials and Gen Z differ in their approach to social media. Where Gen Z tends to dive right into videos without hesitation, millennials are more cautious and curated. That tiny pause says a lot. This phenomenon even has celebrities unintentionally showcasing it. Take Taylor Swift, for instance, a proud millennial whose videos often begin with a slight delay before speaking. Gen Z creators quickly picked up on this pattern, labeling it as the millennial pause and turning it into a humorous, sometimes critical, commentary on generational behavior online. So, what is a millennial pause in today's digital world? It's a symbol of transition between old habits and new trends, between polished content and raw, real-time expression. Why do millennials pause on camera? Millennials didn't wake up one day and decide to awkwardly pause before every video. Millennials adopted the pause because of what they've encountered on social media. Back in the day, we're talking iPhone 4 era, phone cameras weren't exactly instant. You had to give it a moment after hitting record or risk cutting off your first word. So millennials adapted, wait a beat, then speak. Simple. But even now with high-speed smartphones and ultra-smooth recording, the habit remains. That's where things get interesting. Unlike Gen Z, who've grown up with seamless social media interfaces and real-time content creation, millennials learn to approach tech with a bit more caution. It's almost instinctive now, hit record, wait a beat, then go. That moment of hesitation has become a trademark of their digital voice. It's a subtle sign of millennials' mindset when it comes to social media. They tend to be more curated, polished, and concerned with how they're perceived online. This results in a slower, more controlled approach to content creation. Gen Z, on the other hand, thrives on spontaneity. Their content is fast, raw, and less filtered, which makes the pause stand out even more. So while the millennial pause may have started for practical reasons, it now reveals deeper insights into how different generations create and consume content. What started as a technical delay has morphed into a generational marker. And for millennials? That tiny pause still feels like the right thing to do, even if the internet has moved on. The psychology behind the pause. So, what's happening in that brief moment of silence? The millennial pause may have started with slow camera tech, but today it reflects something deeper, a mindset shaped by years of digital evolution. Millennials grew up alongside the emergence of social media. Platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube were new and full of unspoken rules. Everything felt permanent, every post was carefully curated, and every video had to be just right. That small delay right at the start of a video? It was a moment to collect your thoughts, fix your tone, and make sure everything looked polished. This cautious behavior is rooted in self-awareness. Millennials learned early on that content could be screenshot, shared, and judged forever. As a result, many developed a habit of overthinking before hitting publish. The pause became a buffer between recording and expression. Meanwhile, Gen Z creators are more at ease being unfiltered. They grew up with short-form video, disappearing stories, and a culture that rewards rawness over perfection. In their eyes, the millennial pause isn't careful, it's awkward. But don't mistake the pause for insecurity. For many millennials, it's a sign of control. It's the result of years spent managing their online presence, shaped by comparison culture, algorithm anxiety, and the pressure to get it right. So, when you see the millennial pause, think of it as a quick mental reset. A micro moment of mindfulness before stepping into the ever-watchful world of social media. The generational divide on social media. The millennial pause might seem like a small detail, but to Gen Z, it's a big giveaway. It instantly signals that the person behind the camera probably isn't a digital native born with TikTok in hand. It's become one of those quiet ways Gen Z spots millennials online, just like the use of the face with tears of joy emoji instead of skull, or wearing skinny jeans instead of wide leg. This generational divide goes far beyond fashion or emojis, it's rooted in how each group communicates online. Millennials tend to approach social media with structure. They schedule posts, write thoughtful captions, and still value Instagram aesthetics. Gen Z? They prefer chaos in a good way. They'll hop on camera mid-thought, speak in memes, and prioritize authenticity over polish. That's why the millennial pause stands out so much. It's more than just a leftover habit, it reflects a difference in purpose. Millennials are thinking, is this right? Is this good enough? Gen Z is thinking, is this real? Is this me? This shift has transformed content across platforms. On TikTok, videos that feel raw and off-the-cuff perform better. Reels are moving in the same direction. Even brands are trying to sound more like users and less like commercials. The rise of fast, unfiltered content has made the millennial pause feel outdated, almost like using dial-up in a world of 5G. Still, there's value in both styles. Millennials approach social media with purpose, narrative, and steady presence, while Gen Z adds quick wit, playful humor, and viral momentum. Understanding the pause helps bridge that gap and maybe even create content that resonates across both audiences. Why the millennial pause matters today? You might be wondering if the millennial pause is just a small moment, why does it even matter in the bigger picture of content creation? Well, here's the thing. In the world of social media, even microbehaviors say a lot about how we connect, communicate, and show up online. In 2025, content is all about speed and authenticity. Attention spans are shorter than ever, and first impressions are formed within the first second of a video. That means even a tiny pause can affect how viewers engage with your content. If it feels too slow, too stiff, or too staged, people might just scroll past. But the millennial pause also matters because it reflects the tension between the two generations' views on content. Millennials are still a massive force on social media, their creators, influencers, entrepreneurs, and decision makers. Their style of content, even if a bit more structured, is trusted, informative, and relatable to older audiences. The pause itself is a cultural marker. It shows how social behaviors evolve with technology and how users adapt. The fact that this pause now has a name proves it's not just a quirk, it's part of a larger conversation about how we build personal brands, social media trends, and engage across age groups. So, While the millennial pause might feel outdated to some, it still holds value. It signals thoughtfulness, caution, and care. And for many brands or creators, that's exactly what their audience still wants. Instead of trying to eliminate the pause entirely, the smarter move is to understand its meaning and learn how to use it intentionally in your content strategy. Should you stop doing the millennial pause? This is the question that's been circling social media lately. Should you try to stop doing the millennial pause? Honestly, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. It depends on your audience, your goals, and how you show up online. If you're a millennial creating content for other millennials or Gen X, the pause probably isn't a big deal. It might come across as recognizable, even reliable. Your followers are used to the more thoughtful, curated approach. A quick pause before talking could even be seen as professional or polished. But if your content is aimed at Gen Z or if you're trying to grow on platforms like TikTok or Instagram Reels, it's worth paying attention. These audiences are hypersensitive to content that feels staged or slow. The millennial pause can come across as hesitant, scripted, or disconnected from the fast-paced vibe they expect. So what's the best move? You don't have to completely change who you are. Instead, start by watching your videos. Are you pausing for too long? Does your energy dip before the first word? Try jumping straight in, no pause, no hesitation. It might feel odd at first, but over time, it helps your content feel more immediate and engaging. If you still use the pause, make it intentional. Make it part of your style. Or better yet, edit it out in post-production. A little trim can make a big difference in flow, especially in short-form videos. Remember, this isn't about choosing sides. The goal is to connect better with your audience, and that starts with understanding what holds their attention and what doesn't. Tips to adapt your social presence without losing yourself. If you've realized you've been doing the millennial pause all along, don't panic. You're not doing anything wrong. But if your goal is to stay relevant, especially with younger audiences or changing platform trends, it's smart to evolve. The good news? You can adapt without losing your unique voice. Practice more natural intros. Start speaking right as you hit record. It may feel weird at first, but it trains you to be more spontaneous. Gen Z creators thrive in that energy. If you're used to waiting before speaking, challenge yourself to dive right in. Record multiple takes without overthinking. Instead of pausing to think at the start of every video, just roll with it. Shoot a few takes and pick the one that feels the most real. The less scripted it sounds, the better your engagement will be. Trim the pause in post-production. Editing apps make it easy to cut out that initial half second. Whether you're using Instagram's built-in tools or an external social media marketing tool, removing the millennial pause can instantly improve pacing. Lean into trends, but make them yours. Watch what's trending, how intros sound, how creators jump into topics, and adapt it to your niche. You don't have to copy Gen Z creators, but you can borrow their energy and mix it with your experience. Use a social media automation tool. Staying consistent is hard when you're trying to adapt and improve your content style. A social media automation tool can help you schedule content, analyze performance, and adjust your strategy without burnout. It's also a great way to support your social public relations efforts. How Socinator can help you stay ahead of social trends. Adapting to things like the millennial pause might seem small, but staying in sync with current trends is what sets successful content apart from the rest. And let's be real, it's not easy to manage all your social platforms, analyze engagement, and post at the perfect time consistently. That's where Socinator makes a big difference. What is Socinator? Socinator is a powerful social media management software built for creators, marketers, brands, and businesses that want to work smarter, not harder. It automates many of the tedious parts of social media while giving you deep insights into what works and what doesn't. Key features that help you stay trend savvy. Automated publishing, schedule your posts across multiple platforms like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, and more. No need to rush a post or get stuck re-recording to cut out the millennial pause. Audience analytics, understand who's watching your videos and how they're responding. You can see if removing that pause improves retention. Trend monitoring, stay ahead of shifts in content style and platform behavior. Socinator helps you monitor what's working in real time so you can adjust your approach accordingly. Auto engage and follow, build your community by automating likes, follows, comments, and DMs, perfect for boosting reach without sounding robotic. Video publishing support, ideal for short-form creators who need to batch edit, preview, and publish without technical hassle. Why it's perfect for today's content creators. Using Socinator means you can focus more on creating engaging content and less on remembering to trim your intros or post at the right time. It's not just a social media automation tool, it's your creative assistant. The next time you're reviewing your videos, trying to spot the millennial pause, or thinking about how to improve engagement, remember tools like Socinator help you fine-tune everything from content flow to posting schedules. Also read Social Media PR, 5 Tips to Improve Your Social Public Relations. How to Keep Up with Social Media News and Trends. Conclusion. The millennial pause might seem like just a brief silence before speaking on camera, but it tells a much bigger story. It reflects how millennials learn to adapt to older tech, how they shaped early social media culture, and how habits from the past still echo in today's content. But trends evolve. Today's audiences, especially Gen Z, value speed, spontaneity, and authenticity. That pause, once practical, now feels a little out of place in a world that moves fast and favors the unfiltered. Does that mean you have to change everything? Not at all. It just means understanding how small behaviors like the millennial pause can influence your content's reach and reception. Adapt, don't abandon. You can evolve your video style without losing your voice. Tools like Socinator can help make that process easier, automating your content strategy while keeping you on trend and on time. At the end of the day, it's not just about cutting the pause, it's about keeping your content connected, clear, and relevant in 2025 and beyond. FAQs. 1. What is a millennial pause in simple words? The millennial pause is a brief moment of silence that occurs before someone starts speaking in a video. It's common in videos made by millennials and comes from the habit of waiting for old phones to begin recording. 2. Is the millennial pause still relevant in 2025? Yes, it's still noticeable, but more as a generational habit than a necessity. While Gen Z prefers fast, unfiltered content, many millennials still include the pause naturally. 3. Should I stop doing the pause in my Reels or TikToks? It depends on your audience. If you're targeting Gen Z or trying to grow your presence on fast-paced platforms like TikTok, removing the millennial pause can help improve engagement.